The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. I was going to wait until a little later in the program to get into this story, but honestly, I've got to get it off my chest because it troubles me. It bothers me. It really does. And so I'm not going to wait. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I am just fed up with the gross hypocrisy of the left. I am. I'm just fed up with the gross hypocrisy of the left, the selective outrage. For instance, and this is not the story that I'm going to get into here. But we're taking down all these statues. We're taking down the pictures of this and pictures of that. Okay, the liberal far left is mandating that. Our extremely far-left mayor of Columbus had the Christopher Columbus statue taken down. What about the bust of Margaret Sanger at the Smithsonian? You talk about a racist? I mean, blatant, in-your-face racist. Have you ever heard Nancy Pelosi demanding that all statues or busts or pictures of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, be taken down, destroyed? Of course not. Well, anyway, that's another topic. What I want to discuss is the hypocrisy and the value of life. Black lives matter. Yes, they do. But according to the far left, and listen to me carefully, I'm talking about the far progressive left. The only black lives that really matter are the black lives that are killed by white people. Those lives matter. But no other black lives matter. They don't. Let me give you an illustration. Everybody knows the name George Floyd, all right? Everybody. Who in America does not recognize the name George Floyd? His horrible death at the hands of a police officer in Minneapolis has sparked riots all over America, in fact, all over the world. His memorial service, three memorial services were attended by thousands. Joe Biden attended one of them, and Al Sharpton was at two of them. Do you recognize the name Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr.? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody in my listening audience? Do any of you recognize the name Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr.? Anybody? Now, my audience is a little unique. You're smarter than the average bear, so a few of you might recognize that name. But as you go on the street corner in Columbus, Ohio, or Dayton, Ohio, or Chicago, Illinois, or New York City, or Los Angeles, and you say, what do you think about the death of Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr.? You're going to get who? What? Huh? What? Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr., 19-year-old black man, 19-year-old black kid who was killed in the CHOP, Remember, it was called the Chaz. It was the six-block area of Seattle that was taken over by far-left radicals. And I mean far-left revolutionary Marxist communist armed insurgents. They took it over for a few weeks. The mayor of Seattle said, oh, we're just going to have a summer of love. These are such wonderful people. They're having cookouts and barbecues, and they're showing movies at night, and they're having picnics. Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr. was one of the three that were killed in the CHOP, 19 years old. His father was interviewed on Fox News last evening. And he said, and I quote, they need to come and talk to me. Somebody needs to come and tell me something because I still don't know nothing. Somebody needs to come to my house and knock on my door and tell me something. I don't know nothing. All I know is my son got killed up there. He went on. They say he's just a 19-year-old. No! He's Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr. That's my son, and I loved him. Somebody needs to come to my house and knock on my door and tell me something. The only way I found out was just two of his friends, just two friends that just happened to be up there, and they came and told me. They weren't even from Seattle. Now, mind you, I haven't even heard from the police department, the mayor. No one has come to me yet. Someone should have come and knocked at my door. Should have been like, come and talk to me. Let me know about my son. To this day, I really don't know nothing. I'm just sitting here, and I don't know nothing. I still don't know what's going on. I'm hearing from YouTube, but I don't know nothing. All I know is my son is dead. I'm still trying to figure out answers so I can sleep. I don't sleep. My kids don't sleep. I can't even stay at home. I wake up in the morning. I look for my son in the morning. He's not there no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like I go in there and I'm kissing a picture, but he's not there. You're taking away generations. You're taking away our youth. You're taking away my son. My son never had a chance to have another child. My grandbaby would never be. That's a generation taken from me. I understand Black Lives Matter and everything that's going on. But that's not my movement right now. My movement is just to let them know that that was my son. And he began crying, weeping. But you see, he wasn't killed by a white person, so he doesn't matter. Al Sharpton didn't show up. There was no big memorial service that was broadcast on live TV. He's just a 19-year-old kid who just happened to get killed by a bunch of far-left, radical, Marxist armed insurgents. I read this story and read the heart-wrenching things that this father is saying, and nobody's listening to him. Joe Biden hasn't called. Al Sharpton didn't show up to give comfort, to give his eulogy, because it doesn't fit. At the end of the interview, this 19-year-old's father said, I'm being a Christian now in my heart. I'm trying to lead my family through this time of tragedy. Everything is in God's hands now. God's going to take care of it. I feel like God's going to take care of me, and he's going to take care of my son. Every weekend, many Black young people are killed in Chicago every weekend. Every weekend, Black lives are taken in murders in Chicago. in New York City, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Los Angeles, California. If Black Lives Matter, then let's make sure they all matter. And that doesn't even take into consideration the unborn killed mostly by Planned Parenthood, established by a flaming white supremacist racist by the name of Margaret Sanger. Oh, and by the way, Hillary Clinton, who almost became our president, proudly accepted the Margaret Sanger Award. Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I have an excellent article in front of me, and I'm sure Jeff will post it here immediately. I haven't said this for a while, but Jeff is my engineer over on the other side of the glass. Many of you may not realize this, we're not even in the same room. He pushes all the buttons. That's why I keep him happy, because all he's got to do is push one button and I'm gone. And there's nothing I can do about him. You know, I can't control anything that he does, but he has total control of me. So I try to treat him nice so he keeps his finger off that off button. But anyway, Jeff does an exceptional job of posting on Twitter, on Facebook, on my webpage. Usually I am just beginning to give you a story, and I don't give him the order. You know, I send him stories all day long. He probably is just sick and tired of getting emails from me. I send them to him all day long, and then I start talking about a story on the air. And he has to look through all of those emails that I've sent him, because he has no idea what order I'm going to take the stories. He has to go through all of those emails, find the story, and then post it on Twitter, on Facebook, on my webpage. And he does a remarkable job of doing that. And I haven't even mentioned what article it is, and he probably already has it up. Well, maybe not. It is an article from today's Christian Post, and it falls in line with what I was just talking about. Some Black Lives Don't Matter. That's the title of the article. Some Black Lives Don't Matter. Written by Marilyn M. Singleton. Marilyn Singleton is an African American. She is also an MD. She is a board-certified anesthesiologist. She also sits on the board of directors of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, the ever-popular AAPS. And she has written an exceptional editorial that puts so much of this into a balanced perspective. I keep telling you, and I've been telling you now for 30 years, the devil lives in the extremes. Much of what's going on today in the name of Black Lives Matter is a very dangerous and even evil extreme. Check it out if you don't believe me. Check out the origins of the Black Lives Matter movement. Check out who started it, who they are, what their ideology is. Look at their website, where they say it is their goal to destroy the nuclear family. Yeah, you don't believe me? Check it out for yourself. They are far-left Marxist, socialist, dangerous. They want to destroy America as we know it. They do not want equal rights for blacks. They want superior rights. They don't want integration and equality. They want segregation and superiority. Again, just check it out for yourself. That's why when I drive through our community, over where Joy and I live, and I'll see signs out in front of houses with the Black Lives Matter logo and the sign in their yard, Black Lives Matter. And I just shake my head and say, do you really know what they believe? Do you have any clue the movement that you're supporting? And the obvious answer is no, they don't have a clue. But they put a sign in the front yard and that makes them feel better. All right, anyway, to this article by Marilyn Singleton, some black lives don't matter, she says. She talks about her background, her bringing up. She grew up in a very rough neighborhood. Her house was burglarized 14 times in a short amount of time. And then she says this, listen to this. Quote, black activists complained that cities were run by white men. Well, for years, we've had black mayors, chiefs of police, and school superintendents. Sadly, little has changed. As of 2013, only 59% of black males finished high school. High school dropouts have a 70% chance of going to prison. Black folks cannot partake of the opportunities in front of them without a good education. Many times, the worst teachers are shunted to poor neighborhoods with substandard schools. Meanwhile, the progressives bow down to the unions and oppose school choice, and paradoxically champion the free flow of illegal aliens for cheap labor, thus displacing black high school dropouts from these unskilled jobs. And then she begins to take on the SJWs, the social justice warriors. She says this, Democrats had the presidency, the House, and the Senate for 2 years during Barack Obama's presidency. It's curious that there were no mass nationwide protests under Obama's watch, even with police-involved deaths. Did the civil rights advocates think he was actually doing something for black people? Was he given a pass because he is black? Of course, giving black people a pass is so racist. It implies that black people are not up to the task. What's going on now is beyond protesting. It is sick, cult-like behavior. White people kneeling in front of black people, professing their brokenness and begging forgiveness. For what? The immutable trait of their skin color? What about the descendants of black slave owners? If you can find them, they should probably be thrashed. Listen to what she says, a black woman. I would not have a scintilla of respect for anyone who knelt before me and apologized for just being alive. Wow. She goes on and gets into the abortion issue. I'll read you just a little bit more when we come back. It's a thought-provoking, well-balanced article. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.